And if you need another example of the power of social media, here's a local one. Last week, Chipotle Mexican Grill opened a new restaurant in the old Frisco Train Depot, located on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Prior to the eatery's grand opening, some local residents were upset that a Chipotle sign had been placed over the Fayetteville sign on the south side of the building. Chris Selby, a Fayetteville resident, was unhappy with the placement of the sign and decided to do something about it. He started a Facebook page to spread the word.
I guess, like, everybody's grandmother and grandchild's on Facebook now, and you can, it's pretty well designed to be able to get people's attention on certain subjects if they've got interest in them that, you know, you can pick and choose easily. And it spreads really fast. People get messages. People have keyboards. They can type things about this. Computers. I don't know. It's a lot easier than it would have been even 2 years ago. But just everybody being on one social media type of site and it being, like, real localized, you know, makes a huge difference.
The new restaurant was placed in the 1925 depot that was built in the Mission Spanish Colonial Revival style. The Frisco Depot was listed in the National Register of Historic Places in 1988. Selby says what appeared to be most upsetting to Fayetteville residents about the new restaurant coming to town was that its management made changes to a historic building.
Mostly, yeah, historical significance and Fayetteville sign, and we're a little town and we don't. And I think some people aren't real happy with all the, you know, franchise restaurants going on in the Dixon Street area. So, like, that was just like the straw that broke the camel's back was, all right, all the, you know, like Waffle House is coming down there and Qdoba's down there and Jimmy John's and all this, which there were never really places like that before. I can think of Lenny's Stub Shop, but it didn't last long. They had to get that jewelry store in there. And so, yeah, I think it was just, wow, they're coming in here and they're kind of being jerks by putting the sign over the Fayetteville sign. So I think that people got people wound up more.
Selby's Facebook page has been liked by more than 500 people. On May 4th, Selby also directly contacted the company through its webpage. Within 24 hours, he received a response from Ashley Warren, a representative from Chipotle's customer service department. She wrote that after checking with the team responsible for the Fayetteville location, they made the decision to remove the Chipotle sign and relocate it. Selby then shared the email on his Facebook page.
I thought it was a nice email, and I, you know, if I'm going to call people out for things like that, I want to also give them credit for when they do something. I don't want to just, yeah, keep them under the bus the whole time.
By May 7th, the Fayetteville sign was once again visible to those traveling along Dixon Street.
I'm very happy they moved the sign. I think it's a great thing because it was, you know, they didn't do any damage to the sign, which was nice. It was kind of hard to tell, you know, when I walked up there. But yeah, they took it down.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.